big bill for major drugstore chains. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The pharmacies ordered to pay hundreds of millions of dollars over the opioid epidemic.
Federal Judge Dan Polster ruled that CVS, Walgreens, and Walmart created a public nuisance by oversupplying opioids in Lake and Trumbull counties. The companies have been ordered to pay more than $650 million to those jurisdictions over 15 years. A Walgreens spokesman reacted, saying they were disappointed with this decision. The U.S. opioid epidemic has caused more than 500,000 overdose deaths, leading to national lawsuits totaling billions in damages.
Fox's Gernal Scott, a jury in Ohio ruling in favor of those counties in November. The judge says the money will be used to ease a continuing opioid crisis. Four more busloads of migrants arriving in New York City today, sent by Texas, where the governor argues he's helping his own border towns overwhelmed by an ongoing migrant surge. Fox's Nate Foy in New York.
Immigrant Affairs Commissioner Manuel Castro was once again there welcoming migrants into the sanctuary city, and he revealed the city is providing not only housing and services, but also money to migrants.
We're providing some cash assistance, Metro cards. We're doing everything possible to welcome these families, these individuals with dignity, with love.
Commissioner Castro also accuses Texas of not coordinating with New York City and claims the charter bus company has a non-disclosure agreement. But that's something the Texas official in charge of these buses denies.
The mayors of New York and D.C., where Texas has also bused migrants, have been asking for federal assistance. Just released minutes in the latest Fed meeting show continued concern about inflation, but also about the potential impact of the rate hikes being used to fight it. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
A mom accused of killing her two children requests a change in charges.
49-year-old Lori Daybell asking a judge in Idaho to reconvene a grand jury to separate her conspiracy to commit murder and conspiracy to commit theft charges. As defense attorneys argue, the combined counts could confuse a jury. A ruling on the request expected in the coming days. Daybell and her husband Chad have pled not guilty in connection with the 2019 deaths of Lori's children. The Daybells, who are accused of being part of a cult, are also charged in the deaths of their former spouses. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Teachers and staff in one Wisconsin school district can no longer display anything deemed political by district officials, including pride flags, leading to an emotional meeting of the Kettle Moraine School Board.
Not controversial. I am not political. I am a person.
Two local high school students spearheading a petition drive against the ban, but the board voting unanimously last night to keep the code of conduct in place. The superintendent says a recent interpretation also prohibits specifying preferred pronouns in staff emails. Thin Mints has some new competition.
A new Girl Scout cookie is joining the national lineup when the 2023 season kicks off. It's called Raspberry Rally, and the group describes it as a sister cookie to Thin Mints, infused with raspberry flavor instead of mint and dipped in the same delicious chocolatey coating, according to a statement. Raspberry Rally is the first cookie available only for online purchase and delivery, which the group says will help in enhancing girls' e-commerce sales and entrepreneurial skills.
Fox's Lillian Wu. An hour to the close on Wall Street. Stocks paring some earlier losses. Right now, the Dow's down about 66 points. Oil prices getting back over $88 a barrel, then sliding back under it. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.